Welcome, praise the Lord, to the Living Savior Church. I one time taught since I was heavily involved in electricity and all that engineering and all that stuff for many years, I taught one day that there was a requirement on switches. I put a whole bunch of switches out there in series. And I said, now if you got a power source over here and the circuit completes over here and you got five switches in the middle, before the light bulb comes on over here, all five switches have to be closed. If you got 10 switches in there, all 10 of them have to be closed. You can't close 9 and leave one open and it worked, can you, Scott? You got to have all 10 of them closed. And so those 5 or 10 switches that we have in there are things that God requires before He releases His power. And when we close all 10 of those, or all 5 or whatever, there's many of those, at least 10 or maybe 15, many things that I've learned from God's Word, that the switches have to be closed before your faith works. But I'll share a couple little quick testimonies with you. We were in Hobbs this week, and we were out there. We flew out there Monday afternoon, had a beautiful flight flying around all the thunderstorms. There was a bunch of them out there. We flew out at 14.5, you know, in our airplane, and it was just beautiful flying around the thunderstorms, looking out, seeing these big things by the side and everything, and flying in the clear all the way out and then flying in there. And we got there just in time because that night when we went to the service, it was pouring down in rain, you know, so we got there just right. In fact, when we got there, we got there just about 5 or 10 minutes till 7, which is when we was going to start. And lo and behold, that was an Assembly of God church, and that wasn't a Baptist church. And so they was already parked. The parking lot was full, and we were parked out in the street. So I had to go in and let everybody out under the awning and drive all the way back out to the far end out there in the street and park and then walk all the way back to the church. So I thought, praise God. Well, it was like that every night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You know, the parking lot was full. We had a full house. We had lots of people to pray for. I taught the first night from 7 till about 9:30, and then we prayed for people till 1:30, and then went to the hotel. And then the second night, I taught from about 7 till 9:30 or 9:45, and then we prayed for people till 2:30. And then I told everybody, I said, don't come up until the final night if you can keep from it. So the final night, we taught from 7 till 10. And then we prayed for people till 3, and then we went to the hotel and had another meeting at the hotel because the girl that was the little night manager or clerk or whatever you want to call her, she had a big sleeve on her left arm that second night when we went in, and I saw her and I asked her what was wrong with her, and she told me, and I said, well, if you'll repent of your sins, I'll pray for her, and Jesus will heal you. And so we talked to her about 30 minutes. She repented. I prayed for her, and Jesus instantly took away her pain and healed her. And so before we got through there, she says, are you going to be here tomorrow night? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, why? She said, I want to bring my husband. He has all kinds of things wrong with him. And so she brought her husband the next night, and we got there at 3:30. I just sat down and had a cup of tea and let Cheryl and Dave minister to him until they finally got through to him about his unforgiveness. Now, the reason this guy had been sick, now this sounds like a good reason to hold unforgiveness. He had a brother-in-law that was married to his sister. His brother-in-law killed his sister and their child, and then a week later killed himself. So he had a gross unforgiveness toward his brother-in-law. But guess who it was hurting? Him. He was the one that was afflicted with pain and suffering and had been all this time. So when Dave got through with him on unforgiveness, I sat there and listened as I drank my tea, and I thought, Lord, you're just awesome. This team that you're raising up, I'm sitting here enjoying listening to these men and women minister to people. I mean, I was amazed, you know, that wisdom that came out of Cheryl's mouth when she was talking to him. I was sat there, I just think, God, you're so good. And then finally, about 5 o'clock, they got through to him. He said, well, I can't change what my brother-in-law did, can I? I said, no. He said, but I can change my life, can I? All I got to do is repent and forgive them and believe that when y'all pray for me, God's going to heal me. He will. I said, that's exactly right, son. And so he repented. We prayed for him, and all his pain went away. You know, we serve an awesome God, folks. He's just awesome. And then I will have to say the second day we were there, we were going to go to lunch about 3:30. Of course, when you don't get to bed until 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, you don't get up at 8 o'clock. You get up at 10, you know, something like that, or 11 or whatever. And so we finally were up and around everybody about 3:30, and we were just getting ready to go to lunch Tuesday afternoon when Kent Waldrop, the man his daughter got miraculously healed, he called. He says, "Ermin, a good friend of mine by the name of Kenny Davis said he's one of my best friends. He's in Fort Worth in a hospital. He's had surgery, and they nicked his esophagus, and he has an infection, and he's in critical condition. And he just called and said he was very familiar with Bailey's testimony of what happened when you prayed for her. And since he heard that you were out there, he was wondering if I would go over to where you were and have you pray for me." And I said, "Well, sure, have him." I said, "We'll pray." He said, "But I want to be there." I said, "Okay, come on." He said, "I can be over there in 5 minutes." I said, "Okay, come on. We're just standing down here in the hotel lobby in the Marriott, and we're just fixing to go to dinner, so we're not in any hurry." So he come running right on over there, and all of us, all five of us, Eldon and Nancy, Cheryl and I, and Dave, and then Kent Waldrop, we all grabbed hands and prayed the prayer of faith for his friend, Kenny Davis. I said, "Now go tell him, call him, tell him he's healed." So we had the meeting, we went to dinner and had the meeting that night and everything, and that's the night we didn't get in until 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, so we got in bed somewhere between 5, 5:30, whatever, you know. We really get in bed early, you know, that we're really early go-to-bedders, I'll say that. But anyway, about 11, he called. "Thurman, this is Kent," and I was a kind of drogger. He said, "Oh, did I wake you up?" I said, "Well, I was laying here about half awake," but I said, "Anyway, go ahead, Kent." I said, "What's the deal?" He said, "My friend from Fort Worth just called. He is miraculously completely healed." Oh, you know him too, huh? Wow. Okay, so you know Kenny Davis? Wow, praise God. But anyway, isn't that awesome? We serve an awesome Jesus, you know. And of course, then Kent, he wanted to talk to me for a while. He said, "Thurman, I was raised a Southern Baptist." And he said, "I never saw these kind of miracles." I said, "You know, they'll get over it. I was raised a Southern Baptist and I never saw these kind of miracles either." But "When I started believing God." He said, "How did you learn to do this?" I said, "Well, I guess I was a little more hard-headed than most." I said, "Because God," he had to start talking to me audibly. When God started talking to me, that's when I started believing. I really started believing. So he said, "Well, I'm looking at the Word of God with a whole new set of eyes now." I said, "Well, everybody does, you know, when this happens." And of course, a while ago, you know, I was sharing the vision with people as they come in and everything, and I met a couple with their son and everything here that said they were from a Church of Christ, and they'd been here a few times, and they said they were changing in the way they look at the Word of God too. And then I met this precious, beautiful little young lady back here on the back that she said when she come in, she come up to me and she said, "Pastor, I think she says from Las Vegas, is that right?" Yeah. She said, "I'm from Las Vegas." And she said, "I have listened to every CD and DVD you have 10 times over." I said, "Wow." She said, "I probably know them better than you do." I said, "Good, you want to preach today?" She said, "No, that's okay, you preach." I said, "Wow, you have really listened." And she said, "I used to be a Muslim. But," she said, "I got saved at 29. And," she said, "I am the only one in my entire family that has converted to Christianity." But she's praying for her whole family now. See, this young lady in pink back there on the back. She is no longer a Muslim. She is a Christian daughter of the King. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told her, I said, "You know, it's amazing how the Muslims treat their women." And she said, "Well, I will have to say my dad really loves my mother." But she said, "You know, my mother has, you know, she favors all of the sons over me. Oh, I guess everybody else in the family is a boy. You're the only girl. Is that right?" But see, I mean, when you have that ingrained in you, you know, that boys are something and girls are just nothing. Even if you're a mother, You know, that's just like that one Muslim woman I saw on television the other day that had sent one or two of, she had 10 sons, and she had sent one or two of those had went out and become a personal bomber and had killed people in a shopping mall somewhere. And they said, you know, aren't you sorry for your two sons? She said, no, for Allah, I give all 10 of them like that. I thought, wow. Isn't it awful that there's a God like that in the world, the devil, and how he's deceiving us? But like I say, the real God, the one and only God, he shows no favoritism between women and men. He treats us all the same. Daughters and sons, we're all the same. So we serve an awesome God. We got to see the Lord do some awesome things out there. It was just really something. And oh yeah, and we got to see Bailey. She brought, every night she brought somebody up, but I think it was the last night that she brought this little girl up that was about 14, and she also had that reaction to the shot, and she was in pain and all that stuff. And the little girl, when they brought her up, she repented of all sins and everything. And when I reached over and grabbed hold of her and started praying for her, I don't see this happen very often, but on this little girl, she started trembling and shaking all over. And I felt it. I thought, well, God, you're doing something. I mean, you know, you're God. You do what you want to, you know, but I just pray the prayer of faith and he does everything else. But as soon as I finished the prayer and the little girl opened her eyes, she was just jumping up and down. She said, I have no pain, nothing. She said, I know I'm completely healed. Well, I knew she was completely healed too. I knew that the minute I started praying for her, she started shaking and trembling. I knew God had moved in, was knocking that devil out of her. So just like little Bailey, when she went home that night, she had no more pain or no shortness of breath or nothing. She had no pain at all. Aren't we glad we serve a Jesus that answers prayer? I mean, he's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And he's such a mighty God. Now then, if you got 10, 15, or 20 switches in a series, how many of those, say there's 10 switches in the series for God's power. How many of them do you have to have closed before he moves? All of them. That's right. All of them. You need every switch closed.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Coming of the Lord is Near, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.